Okay, M2. Prepare to laugh very hard because I'm fixing to slaughter a bunch of names here. M2 is just to the side of Aquarius. The way I found it, even though I couldn't pronounce it, was I found Sandal Sud and Sandal Melik. We're going to call it Melik anyway. M-E-L-I-K. So you find those two, Sandal Sud and Sandal Melik, which is on the side of Aquarius, kind of away from Capricorn over towards Equus and Pegasus. So you find those two stars, go about a third of the way up from Sandal Sud towards Sandal Melik, and then go way, I'm going to say, north towards Equus. Now, when I say way, if you take M2, Sandal Sud, and then the point at which you went over between Sandal Sud and Sandal Melik, that'll make it pretty much an equilateral triangle there that points over towards Equus. Now, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of other stars to guide you around. The closest semi-bright star in that area is HR 8263, which I didn't use at all because it's off to the side. But once you get to looking in that area, it will not be difficult to find because it's a very nice, very large globular cluster. Looking at this with a 13 millimeter 68 degree field of view and an AR-127, doesn't have a lot to distract you. There are three reasonably bright stars right next to it. Oops, scratch that, make that four. Nope, make that five. That'll teach me to spend a little more time looking before I open my mouth. But there's five fairly bright stars right around it. A couple more off in the periphery. One straight down, one over to the right, and a few to the upper right. Really nothing over to the left-hand side. And although this is not a really dark night, as I've got a lot of moon up there. But this is a really nice target to spend some time looking at, and I may throw some more magnification at it and see what I can see, but probably not a lot tonight.